Every day, U.S. consumers buy products shipped in from overseas. That means shipping containers from all over the world unload here in the U.S. Those 40-foot-long containers you might see on the back of a semi or stacked on a rail car. Modular transportation, or container shipping as it's called, started about 3 decades ago, says Peter Friedman with the Agriculture Transportation Coalition.
The first cargoes to start migrating into that were clothing, shoes, electronics, all the things we sort of import from Asia these days and you find at the stores.
After unloading, there were lots of empty cargo containers that had to head back overseas.
But then agriculture started migrating into those containers as well.
Usually, corn, soybeans, and wheat headed for export are poured into a giant vessel and 3 weeks later arrive at an Asian or European port. The goal is efficiency. Get as much delivered as you can at an affordable price. Empty shipping containers and American farmers looking at the export market were a match made in heaven. Now that's changing a bit. Today, Friedman says there's an expanding niche of specialized grain products grown in the Midwest and wanted overseas.
If you want to deliver to a foreign customer a product that has been well taken care of and not crushed at the bottom of a hold of a ship, you need to have it in smaller quantities. Some people want genetically modified, some do not want genetically modified, some want this kind of soybean, another one, another strain of soybean.
And that, he says, can be done by shipping it via container. Bill Rabin is a farmer near the Ohio River in southeastern Illinois. He chairs the Illinois Soybean Association. I caught up with him as he was getting ready to start harvesting his 2,500 acres. Rabin says farmers can get some extra money for some of the soybeans when they do specialized shipping.
Well, that's always been a concern of the farmer. You know, we always want a little bit more for it whenever we have a specialty crop like that. You do get somewhat of a premium if you have a specific trait or a protein and oil that they're looking for.
Still just a small slice of the export market, these smaller shipments are adding up. Container shipping has seen annual growth at nearly double-digit levels in recent years. A couple of hours south of Chicago, agribusiness giant Archer Daniels Midland recently opened a facility that brings modular transportation to the heart of Illinois farm country. Farmers or grain elevators truck in their crops where something resembling a giant forklift takes the container off the truck and loads it onto the train, much like a robot playing with blocks. That evening, Illinois corn or soybeans will be sent off to ports on either coast or the Gulf of Mexico. ADM's Mark Schweitzer is the managing director of intermodal and container freight.
For us, container freight is becoming a huge part of a niche business that gets inventory to the customer who wants smaller shipments.
By smaller, he means a couple of truckloads sometimes. It can help an overseas company that can't afford a full giant shipload as global financial markets have been growing slowly, or a company in a place like Vietnam where the infrastructure is not in place to handle the huge grain shipments. And on this side of the ocean, Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Association says it allows small businesses to export their product, even when they don't produce enough to fill a ship. Along with farmers, he says, grain elevators and co-ops could have an arrangement for overseas purchasing.
Yeah, there's an opportunity to farmers to not just be involved in growing, you know, crops, but also marketing those crops even internationally.
In a sense, in an agriculture industry with constant consolidation, this more recent method of transportation may open up some space for those who want more independent control. Bill Wheelhouse, Harvest Public Media.